Place. God wants to do something miraculous in this house today. Hallelujah. In your life. In your life. Not your neighbor's life. Not the one behind you, not the one in front of you, but your life. Today, God wants to do something in your life. Are you willing to go deeper today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It will not be long today. I want God to do what God wants to do. I want God to do what He has come to this place to do today. Hallelujah. Job 14:14. Job 14:14. Simply says this, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Till my change come. Today, for just a short while, I want to preach to you, don't forget your change. Don't forget your change. Hallelujah. God, we love you, Lord, today. Thank you for your word today. Thank you for your sweet presence that we feel in this house today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for meeting us here, meeting us at the point of our need today. God, I pray that we would hear your word today, that our lives would be changed. In Jesus' name, as we go deeper in you, in Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Hallelujah. Does anybody still use cash? Praise God. This is not a plug for Dave Ramsey this morning, but praise God, we're debt-free thanks to a wonderful plan. Praise God that set out before us that we got gazelle intense about and did something about it and got out of that horrible pit and that all that kind of stuff. But cash is part of the deal. Cash hurts when you get rid of it. It's like I have a 50 in my wallet that I refuse to break. Right? Because once it's broke, it's gone. It's gone. And so it's there just in case I might need that. And so cash hurts and it's one of those, you swipe a card, you don't really feel it, you don't see it until the end of the month when you go through your statement, you're like, oh my goodness, how much did I really need at Walmart? And how much did Fred, did you see the discount I got on my fuel at Fred Meyer's? I like the discount, but I don't like the discount. If I get a big discount at Fred Meyer, that means I spent a lot of money at Fred Meyer. That's money that's not in my account anymore. Amen. But we have gone to spending cash, and you feel it. It's in your hand, and it's almost like the cashier's got to fight it out of your grip. That'll be $98. Okay, you can have it. I really need these groceries. Praise God. But shopping with cash, there's a statement that is made. I don't know if the cashiers are trained to say this. At Safeway, they got a little tiny machine at the end, and it's full of change. And so you hand them bills, and you hear the little plinking sound of change coming out at the end. And a comment is made, and that is simply, don't forget your change. It's gotten so, it's part of our culture, the way we speak so much that it has been programmed into the self service aisles, the as my wife calls them, the speedy through, the self checkout, which are as congested as everything else. It just makes you feel good that you're doing it yourself. Praise God. But even the computers are programmed, if you insert money into it before you leave, It'll say, don't forget your change. Don't forget your change. Why would companies spend so much money on programming to remind us to take what is ours? Why would they train their staff to say, don't forget your change if it's ours? Do we not care that change belongs to us? Perhaps we don't want our change. Canada went to coins instead of bills for their dollar bills and their $2 bills, and now they're coins, loonies and toonies, right? Guess what that did? That became a burden to society. Now, when you go and get your Tim Hortons coffee, you've got a pocket full. You might have $50 in your pocket and 50 pounds of change. Maybe we don't want our change. Maybe it's too much of a burden. Maybe we are in too much of a hurry to remember our change. Why must we be reminded at every transaction that we do with cash about our change? It is ours to have. It belongs to us. It should go home with us. There is no logical reason why we should be forgetting or discarding our change. Yet as you walk through the parking lot at Fred Meyer's, what do you see? Pennies. Get excited when you see a quarter. Woo! I got a quarter. Somebody didn't care about the change that they had. Somebody didn't care about what was rightfully theirs. They didn't care. Now today I'm not here to preach to you about physical change and change from a dollar bill. I'm here to preach to you about a different kind of change. There are plenty of religious organizations, churches, and social groups that require little to no change. God cares enough for you, and He cares enough for me, that He does not want us to remain the same in our sin. Today I've come to preach to you, don't forget your change. Don't forget your change. There is a change that must come to everyone since the fall of man. Psalms 51 and 5 says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Romans 3:23 simply says, for all have sinned. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Today, sinner, don't forget your change. Sinner, don't forget your change. Matthew 3:2, John preached saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus preached in Matthew 4:17, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Peter preached in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Peter also preached in Acts 3:19, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Paul preached in Acts 17:30, and the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Repent seems to be a theme in preaching, so I might as well keep it going today. Repent. Repent. What is repentance? Repentance is a complete change of direction. It is an about face. It's actually spoken in the British militaries. And it means turn around. You're walking this way? Turn around and go that way. Repentance is a complete change of direction. An about face. To come to God means that there must be a change of heart, a change of direction, and a change of purpose. One cannot come to God and remain the same. Change can be scary. Change can be hard. But God said that He would He would never leave us. And he would never forsake us. He would always be with us. Hallelujah. 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 We do not just change in our own power. In our own strength. There is no way that I would be able to change of my own strength and in my own power. That is not a possibility, because I will, left to my own devices, destroy myself. It doesn't make any sense, but that is sin. That is our nature. I would destroy myself. I would destroy my life through addictions. I would destroy my life if left to my own devices. Praise God that I am not left to my own devices. There is a God who loves me and cares for me, and I can be changed by his power. Hallelujah. We are changed by the power of God as we submit to his will for our lives. Hallelujah. To the believer, don't forget your change. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. To the believer, don't forget your change. Don't forget your change. All things are become new. You are not like you used to be. When you find that you are struggling with temptation and sin, you have forgotten your change. The change that God has made in your life. John, 1 John 3:9, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. What a glorious change God has made in our lives. Hallelujah. Where would we be without the change that God has made in our lives? Hallelujah. Why would we ever want to forget the change that God has made in our lives? I am not the same as I used to be. I am changed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I was a little brat of a child, military brat, up until the age that I received the Holy Ghost in children's church, I was raised in church. Pentecostal parents, Pentecostal grandparents, praise God. I'm thankful for my heritage. But there was a point in my life that I had to make a change for myself, because I wasn't getting to heaven on my parents' salvation. It wasn't happening. Just because Graham and Grampy Jim were saved didn't mean that I was going to be saved. I had to make up my own mind, and I had to come to the realization that this sinful flesh needed to be submitted to a holy God, and I needed to be changed by his power and filled with his spirit. I used to be a very, 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 very violent tempered child. You believe that? Just ask Brother Mike what I did to his face. Rearranged it. Hallelujah. Basketball. Took him out. Elbow. Take that. Pow. ER. Take that. Stitches. Money. Praise God. That was after Jesus, so I asked forgiveness, and it's all right. Praise God. But before Jesus, if you go to my house today, my parents still live there. There are marks on the bathroom door where I was trying to punch it in. Fist marks, belt marks, whatever I could find to strike the door. Because guess what? My brother was on the inside of that bathroom, and he just finished teasing me and making fun of me and poking me and pushing me around, and I was tired of it. Got violent. I needed a change. I needed a change. How in the world was I going to survive in this life without God changing me? It didn't have that didn't have anything to do with the goodness of my parents, the goodness of my grandparents, and their walk with God. That was me dealing with sin in my life. Dealing with this flesh that I could not control on my own. I needed a change. I needed a God who loved me enough to change my ways. I needed change. I needed change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there are stories throughout this congregation. Testimonies of how God changed, how God turned your life around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are not the same as you used to be. Can I get an amen today? You are not the same as you used to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 6, 12 and 13 says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, that your members and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Instruments of righteousness. So much different, so changed, as opposed to righteous or instruments unto sin. Instruments of righteousness unto God. That is the change that God wants to bring. Don't forget your change, believers. Don't forget your change. Job talked about the end of his physical life and referred to it not as a finality, but rather he referred to it as a change. Till my change come. Till my change come. There is more to our existence today than just the physical, just the temporal. What a good Sunday school lesson it was today. Powerful truths from the Word of God. There is so much more to this life than just the physical. And if this is all we have, what a miserable hope. What a miserable hope. Just the now. Just the physical. Just our jobs. Just our life. Just even just our family. Just our friends. Just the activities throughout the week. Just fixing up the house. Just paying bills. Just working on the car. Just fixing the door at the church. Praise God. God had something in mind today when he blew the door off the hinges. Praise God. Hallelujah. It was a sign of revival in Sterling Pentecostal Church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blew the hinges right off her. One day, we will all give an account. 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. There is plenty of opportunity in this life to be forgetful. Just last paycheck, sat down, wrote the budget, wrote down the bills, went to work, came home, realized I hadn't paid one of them. Praise God. Sign of the times, getting older. Praise God. Forget. If I don't do it right now, it's probably not going to happen. Just something that simple, yet so important. Don't want the lights turned out while I'm off at work. Praise God. Pay your bills. Be responsible. That's another message for another time. But there are so many opportunities in this life to be forgetful. Who remembers everybody's birthday in their family? How many remembers with the help of Facebook? Now I got it notifying my email and I don't know how to stop it. It just keeps coming up. Anybody in my contacts has got a birthday. I may not even know them. Praise God. I'm going to go wish the plumber a happy birthday because it came up in my email. Praise God. Any contacts I have. That's how I remember things now. I make lists. I my reminders on my iPhone or my iPad or whatever it might be. There are so many things in this life that we forget. We don't quite get accomplished. Oh, I meant to do that and I didn't while I was in town. Now I got to turn around and go back to town and waste gas. So many opportunities in life to be forgetful. But there are some things in this life that we cannot afford to forget. We cannot afford to forget the change that God has made in our lives. We cannot afford to forget. Cannot afford to forget. I know God forgets our sin and forgets our past, but we cannot afford to forget and wander slowly back into the things that we came out of. We must be ever vigilant and ever mindful not to forget where God has brought us from. Hallelujah. And the change that He has made in our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Change can have a sense of uncertainty. Change can bring anxiety. Change can bring fear of the unknown. And preacher, you're standing up there telling me that I need to change. But you haven't told me that there is a God who never changes. So I'm telling you now. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ. The same yesterday and today and forever. Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord. I change not. Hallelujah. 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 I'm so thankful that in the midst of our change and in the midst of our anxiety and our fears that we may have in coming to God and the changes that He wants to make in our lives, we have a rock to stand on. Hallelujah. We serve a God that does not change. Hallelujah. Do you believe that today? We serve a God that does not change. Hallelujah. And we can be sure of our God. Hallelujah. I preached on Thursday about confidence, steadfast confidence. I am confident today that the God that we serve, who never changes, is working on me in such a way that I might change to be like Him. Hallelujah. Did you get that? I am confident that the God who never changes is working on me in such a way that I might be changed to be like Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 1 John 3 and 2. And I'm done. Praise God. 1 John 3 and 2. Behold now, ye are the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. Hallelujah. For we shall see Him as He is. When He shall appear, we shall be like Him. Does that mean that we are going to see Him like this? Like sinful flesh? Does that mean that we are going to stay the same in our sin? Does that mean that we are not going to be changed? No, we are needing to be changed in order to be like Him. We are not like Him in our flesh, not in our humanity. We are not like Him, and we need to be changed, hallelujah, by the power of God in our lives. Hallelujah. Our change today is not a burden. Our change is not too much to bear. Our change brings life where there was death. Our change brings hope to the hopeless. Our change brings healing to the broken. Our change brings comfort to the hurting. Our change brings salvation to the lost. Hallelujah. 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 Today I remind you, don't forget your change. Don't forget your change. Let's stand. Don't forget your change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's yours. The change in your life is a promise from God. It's yours. Belongs to you. Hallelujah. It's for your betterment. Hallelujah. It's for your blessing. Hallelujah. Don't discard it. Don't leave it in the parking lot at Fred Meyer like it means nothing to you. Don't forget it at the check stand like it means nothing to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be thankful for the change in your life. Be thankful for the change in your life. Hallelujah. I will not forget my change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is my prayer today. This is my prayer today. Hallelujah. I want the change on the inside to radiate on the outside so that those around me would not only see the change but desire change in their own lives. Hallelujah. 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 So today, as I remind us once again, do not forget your change. Can we come? Can we come to this altar? If we have not experienced change, today is your day to experience change in your life. Hallelujah. If you have experienced change, God, remind us once again about the change.